think he means it figuratively. I don't think he actually passed away. That's Cutting Crew. Just died in your arms tonight. Luna 103.7. Good morning. It is almost 8:47 on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Patty Mac here with you today, and I was just thinking because I made the best ever of Frito pies yesterday. Well, I didn't put them together. I made the chili that went into them. And I'm just thinking that, you know, we have the, our state bird is the Roadrunner, state flowers the yucca and the chili thing and all that good stuff. Our official state things, you know, I think we should make Frito pie the official bake sale food of New Mexico. And I've argued before that that should be a law here in New Mexico. If you have a bake sale, you must have Frito pie. You must have Frito pie in New Mexico. Can you imagine the Frito Pie police going around and checking? I'm sorry, ma'am. I need to see your license. And let me have a bowl of Frito Pie, please. No Frito Pie. Hands behind your back. You have the right to remain silent. But yeah, if you've been trying in the past to make the perfect Frito Pie, you can quit. Because I made it yesterday. Just delicious.
This is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
That's an official quote from my brother who was there yesterday to sample the unveiling of said Frito pie. It was delicious, I must say. And I do have some left over, but I'm out of Fritos. So if you want to head by the house tonight, you're going to have to bring your own Fritos. I got the cheese and lettuce and all that stuff. But and I don't do tomatoes on my Frito pie. I know everybody's got their own way. Just the perfect amount of red chili. I think that's what made it so... I know, I've got you hungry for Frito pie, don't I? We better get back to the music.
There's something about music that makes your hair stand up. Behold, it rearranges your molecular structure.
Patty Mac in the morning.
On the new Luna 103.7.
That's Danger Zone, that's K-Log. Can I call him that? Kenny Loggins on Luna 103.7 and parlance from the kids of today. K-Log. I don't know. I like it, though. Good morning, Patty Mac here with you today. Lifehouse did Broken. We heard Billy Ocean's Caribbean Queen and started the hour with Paul Simon and Father and Daughter. Tom Cruise, who was in the movie Top Gun, which Danger Zone from K-Log came from, he's got a new movie out called Valkyrie, in which he fails to assassinate Adolf Hitler. Now, Tom's talking about the movie quite naturally, doing the press thing, and he's... Stick at this. He says he grew up wanting to actually kill the Nazi leader, Adolf Hitler. Tom Cruise is... wait a minute. Adolf Hitler was dead before Tom Cruise was even born. So he wanted to kill somebody who was already dead. Kill him and kill him again, I guess. And Tom Cruise is a little bit out there. Let's face it. How did he want to kill them? My mind wanders. You know, put him on Oprah's couch and jump up and down on him or what? I'm just asking these questions. Natasha Bedingfield, she's got a pocket full of sunshine. Let me check my pockets. What I got? I got a lighter, and I got a pocket full of panties, and some lint. And that's about it for today. Hall & Oates with Maneater. We heard Alanis Morissette and Ironic, and Got My Mind Set on You, one of the Fab Four. That would be George Harrison. At the top of the hour, I don't get this, but somebody hates porta-potties in San Francisco. That's right. Somebody hates porta-potties in San Francisco. And so much so that they have begun to set fire to them. 18 portable toilets have been burned to the ground in the last couple of months in San Francisco. Well, you know, there's a lot of things that have the potential for hatred out there. Porta-potty's not one of them. Personally, I kind of like porta-potties because they're there for a reason. If you're in a situation, obviously, where you need a porta-potty, you're going to be very thankful that it's there. And you're going to be very upset if you go to where one should be and it's ashes. You know what I'm saying? And that can't... really, you know, I don't want to get gross on you, but that can't smell good. A burning porta potty? Jesse McCartney on Luna 103.7. Good morning. Patty back here with you at 7:45 on this morning. And, you know, I'm kind of getting tired of our Democratic presidential candidates and their not necessarily abilities, but their inabilities, specifically to bowl. I don't know why that's important to me, considering we don't even have a bowling alley here in Taos. Somehow, some way, it's still important to me. We know that Barack Obama cannot bowl. He rolled a 37 in Pennsylvania earlier this month. He later called it terrible and joked that his economic plan is better than his bowling. And fellow bowler said, well, it has to be, and there's no question about that. So Hillary Clinton was joking about that. She wanted a bowling night in Pennsylvania, winner take all. She said she'd even spot him two frames. And then she went on Ellen's show to demonstrate her bowling skills, and she has no bowling skills either. She rolled a gutter ball, and then the next time around, she hit one pin. So their inability to knock down pins is making me a little angry. I want a president who can bowl. And I want a bowling alley here in town. It's just a couple of things. Which reminds me of a couple of my favorite political jokes. Do you know, why don't politicians like golf? Because it's too much like their work, trapped in one bad lie after another. And my other favorite, how long does a U.S. congressman serve? Until he gets caught.
So step off. Stop wasting my time.
7:46. This is Lotto 103.7. This is Daniel from Sir Elton John. Kelly Clarkson behind these hazel eyes. Lotto 103.7. Good morning. Some things we need to know today. Okay. Have you ever heard of the Freshman 15? I think I did the Freshman 15 when I was in college. Maybe more like 18. Okay, 20. Well, they say it's a myth, however. College freshmen now gain an average of 4.8 pounds their first year there. Let's just round it off. Call it the Freshman 5, right? I know you college freshmen out there. You'll eat anything.
Eat my shorts.
Well, maybe that's a little too far. Uh-oh. Don't look now, but the mullet appears to be making a comeback, at least in Ireland. Uh-oh. The mullet seems to be all the rage among 13 to 18-year-old teenagers in Ireland. Really?
It's like that thing with watching a train wreck.
All right. Finally, this Hillary Clinton says she will stop repeating a story about an uninsured pregnant woman being turned away from hospital because apparently parts of the story cannot be verified. Especially that part about the woman having to run into the hospital while dodging sniper fire.
Patty Mac, quit talking smack. Awkward.
Dude, are you drunk?
This is Luna 103.7. This is Jason Mraz. Can the fella buy a vowel, please? It's Remedy. That's the Fray and How to Save a Life on Luna 103.7. Big day for them next Tuesday. The new album comes out, The Fray. Patty Mac here with you today, and it's about 8:15, and I have to tell you this story. I went down to the tavern last night after work for a couple of cool ones, and all the usual folks there, Mark slinging drinks. The usual's in the corner talking about this and that. And I'm sitting there minding my own business watching Duke lose to Wake Forest. Yay! A guy sidles up next to me, orders a cold beverage. Eventually, he says, "Do you like art?" I have to be careful here because I don't want to rag on him. He's obviously a better artist than he is in marketing. But how do you answer that question? You like art? Well, who doesn't like art in some form, right? I was tempted to ask him, you mean Art Bell, Art Garfunkel, Art Gallegos from down the street? Oh, you mean art as an entity? Of course. I like art in some of its forms. Some not so much. It's no secret. I'm no big fan of jazz. I can appreciate it as an art. I don't necessarily like it. But lots of forms of art, yes. So what he was doing, he was trying to drum up some support for his show on Friday. I wish I had brought his card with me because, you know, I would have mentioned it for you. But what a question. I heard him asking some other people, so the pitch didn't get any more smooth. You like art? Why, yes. Yes, I do. Art Garfunkel. One of the great arts of our time. It's 8:17. His show's on Friday. I think it's on Quesnel Street. So good luck, dude. Work on the marketing, but the art thing seems to be going pretty well.
So many social engagements. So little time.
Patty Mac in the morning. Luna 103.7.
The Guess Who and These Eyes on Luna 103.7. Good morning. Patty Mac here with you today. Let's talk weather for a moment, if we can, please. It's an interesting story in the Taos News today about avalanche and avalanche danger and how Taos Ski Valley is rather open to avalanche possibilities because of the steep slopes and the conditions that we've received this year, including a lot of wind early in the season and a heavy dump of snow. And the interesting thing in this story is you can't really predict avalanches. Let me just read a quote at the end. The signs and conditions the people need to look for are so complex and variable that they defy listing. There's a saying that there are no avalanche experts, and this is because even the most educated and experienced snow scientists are often surprised. So the more you know about avalanches, the less you know. Turn your attention now to Washington, D.C. They canceled school yesterday because of a bit of cold weather, and Barack Obama made it to school with his kids today. after they had the day off yesterday. Visited their younger daughter, Sasha, at the private Sidwell Friends School. And yesterday, talking about how in Chicago, a little cold weather never hurt anybody.
As my children pointed out in Chicago, school is never canceled. In fact, my 7-year-old pointed out that you'd go outside for recess.
So back at school today, and Barack Obama making it to school himself today. It is rather chilly as we speak.
Luna 103.7. Patty Mac in the morning.